with it? Hey, just start the cartoon.
Hey, you want to shut up?
Together with allied forces, we'll face any threat, no matter the size.
You just don't know when to give up, do you?
I can do this all day.
As the late, great Steve Rogers once said, I could do this all day. I could talk to you all day about glorious Captain America. Dude is a stud. Straight up stud. I will say this about the MCU. Their castings have always been on point. This film came out in 2011, July 22nd. Should have been July 4th. Come on. It's right there. Captain America had a budget of, what the hell? It says between 140 and 216 million. That doesn't make any sense. But what also doesn't make any sense is the box office numbers. Only $370 million. I thought this movie would have cleared $400-500 easy. Whatever. It's still a classic if you ask me. It's just something about this film. I was captivated almost immediately. I don't know if it's the lighting, it's the acting, the music. Something about Captain America just pulled me in right away. There's just some magic in those Steve Rogers muscles. Those pecs. Steve, by the way, like, as jacked up as Steve Rogers is, Chris Evans, great job. I think the most jacked up part about him is his heart. When he jumped on that grenade while all those other P words ran away when threw the fake grenade, I thought to myself, that is vintage Steve Rogers. Chris Evans, I think, in that moment, solidified himself as the definitive Captain America. Like, that was his role. He was ready for it. Actually, I would say that when he was fighting those bullies in the alley and he said, I could do this all day, that's probably when you really saw him as Steve Rogers at the beginning, like the very first moment. There's just so many great movies that personified that character for him. Or movies. I meant moments in this movie that personified that character for him. It was just amazing. I know I'm only one movie in, but I feel like Captain America probably ended up being the best trilogy in the MCU. Either that or Guardians of the Galaxy. But we'll find out when I go through this rewatch how I really feel about it. And another thing is, I would say Peggy and Steve had the best arc in the relationship from beginning to end, how they started and how they ended up getting together in the end. The chemistry between them, the two of them, was amazing. The fact that he at the end was like, oh, I missed the dance or something like that. That was really sad and emotional when he put in the water. Peggy, I have to put it in the water. Sad shit. Great couple though. Great couple. Well, I guess they're not a couple yet. They will eventually. Hey, you know what else we saw? This might have been the start of the relationship between Peggy and Steve, but you know what also was the start of? The Winter Soldier. He was born in this episode when Bucky fell out of the train. If I talk about how Don Cheadle in the last Iron Man movie I saw, Iron Man 2, is going to get his own like movie and all that stuff, and how all these side characters are going to get their own, you know, attention in the MCU, I think we need more attention paid to Winter Soldier. Yeah, he was in Falcon the Winter Soldier, but he was also kind of more on the side there to help guide Sam Wilson to Captain America. Like, he wasn't the center of attention. I think he needs to be the center of attention. Hey, who knows? Maybe when they do their version of Suicide Squad, what's it called again? Thunderbolts, he'll have more of a central role. But that feels it's going to go to the new Black Widow. We need some time with Bucky because he's unreal. Sebastian Stan is so good as Bucky, and his story is incredible. The guy is funny. He's badass. In this movie, you see who Bucky really was before he became the Winter Soldier. You know, the strength of his character, the strength of his conviction fighting alongside Steve and taking out the Nazis. I wonder if he didn't get frozen as a Winter Soldier, if him and Peggy would have hooked up. You know, it's not impossible. They're both good-looking people. So in conclusion, we saw let's walk through what we've seen so far. We've seen Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, The Hulk, and Thor. Where does Captain America rank amongst those films? That is the big question. And the truth is, Captain America 1, the first Avenger, yeah, he's the first Avenger, is the best movie I've seen so far. It's going to come in at the number one spot, ahead of Iron Man, ahead of The Hulk, ahead of Thor, and ahead of Iron Man 2, obviously. Just the reality, all the acting's top-notch. The fight scenes were incredible. The heart of the film is so strong. Like, it had more heart in it than anything I've seen so far. You had, like, the Winter Soldier. You had Peggy Carter, who's probably going to end up joining the MCU in live action as Captain Carter. You had, you know, like, the birth of the first Avenger. Like, how did Captain America become who he is now? And also, like, all this stuff, like, the Hydra. I wish we had more Hydra. Like, Hydra was done in two Captain America movies. Although they're probably not dead, and they're in the background building up and working in the shadows. That's kind of the Hydra thing. But still, like, I wish we had more Hydra. I feel like they changed the after credits for this Captain America film. Because when I watched it on Disney Plus, it wasn't what I remember. Because what I remember was Nick Fury walks up to him. He's like, I'm out here to help you save the world. And he's like, what can you tell us about the Tesseract? And then Steve Rogers is like, you should have left it in the ocean. But before that, he's like punching the bag, and then he punches the bag too hard, and then he puts it away and he goes and picks up another bag. You know, if you know what I'm talking about, my loyal listeners. That scene, I swear, was the after credits. If you remember, give us a comment and let me know what you think, because I swear that was an after credits scene. What I saw, and I know for a fact this wasn't it. What I just saw was a trailer for The Avengers as the after credits. That's the next film that's going to be in a rewatch. There's no way that was the original after credits. I'm calling it now. I don't know why they changed it. Just leave it. Who cares? Okay. So our final rankings at this point in the game is Captain America in the number one spot, Iron Man in the number two spot, The Hulk in the number three spot, Thor in the number four spot, and then we have Iron Man 2 at number five. Next week, we're going to cover The Avengers, the first team up. It's all been building to this. I'm so excited. Yes, Avengers, assemble. Assemble, bro. Come on, assemble. Yeah.